Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Can you tell us more about the new facilitation course? So professional Scrum facilitation skills course, it's a one-day class where you learn a facilitation in the context of being a Scrum Master. And so you look at the various attributes of facilitation, some of the things that happen when you're trying to facilitate, especially when you're facilitating ideas to consensus. There's a peek at some of the Scrum events and looking at ways that you can facilitate those to be more effective. Todd, you're actually one of the co-creators of this course. How would you describe it for Kyle and the rest of our viewers?
So here's the trick with a course like facilitation skills course is that there are so many different facilitation techniques. You have liberating structures, you have things from training from the back of the room, you have things from design thinking, you have just all random facilitation techniques all over the place. You can't wrap that up into a 1 or 2 half-day class. And so what this course is all about is improving as a facilitator. And we do introduce techniques in that class that you may or may not have heard of. But it's more about the practices and principles of a facilitator. Just something as simple as considering a facilitator, and we did a video on this, and some people don't like my stance on it, but saying that you can facilitate and participate in the same time is something to consider, because being a facilitator and a participant and being neutral is near impossible. And so we dive into things like that. There's some situations there as it relates to Scrum that we put people in. It's really an engaging course. It's all about improving you as a facilitator, regardless of whether you're a seasoned facilitator or new facilitator. It's for everybody. It's not just about techniques, though. That's how I would classify it. It's much more and much deeper than that.
Very good. Yeah, it's a great course. The principles are important. Understanding that as a facilitator, what you're actually trying to achieve. And then I think that gives you the ability, confidence, and at some point, the skills to apply all of these tools that everybody gets fixated on. So I think you're learning the craft of facilitation. Then to Todd's point, then you can start looking at tools and other things, and very powerful. It's a great day. And we hope all of you join us in that course. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!